So it's a British tradition. It's almost like fish and chips. It's almost like jam on toast. It's almost like cheese in your mash. But it's the big debate. It's the great tea debate. And it's been going on for generations, including my gran, who's no longer with us. You know, she was in her 80s about 20 years ago. Milk in first in your brew or hot water in first? And to discuss this, a couple of people who are, well, tea specialist Jane Pettigrew. Hello, Jane.
Hello there, Darren.
And also Ian Valance, director of Smile Train UK. How are you?
Hello, I'm very well, thank you.
So, the big great debate then, the big tea debate. So, can I ask you two first? Jane, we'll come to you first. Milk first or hot water first?
Definitely hot water first, Darren. I know it's a debate that's been going on for a long time, but the leaves need the water, the tea leaves, either in a tea bag or loose in your teapot. You need to get those leaves in contact with the water at the right temperature. Let them brew, and then when you've separated the leaf or the tea bag away from the liquor, then you can add whatever you like. But I do know a lot of people do it different ways, and hey, you know, we really want people to enjoy their tea, so let's leave them to it, to drink it how they like.
Ian, are you with Jane on this one, or are you going a different way?
Well, I should quantify my response firstly, Darren, by saying I'm more of a coffee drinker than a tea drinker, but I'm learning so much about it from Jane. But I do make tea for people. I tend not to drink so much myself, but I'm very much of the milk in absolute last when your aunt has milk. I think I'm sort of up there with Jane. It would be odd to do anything else, I think.
So I've got my manager here at this radio station. We had this debate when he knew I was going to do this interview, and he said that for all his years on this planet, he does milk first.
It's really interesting.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah. Why do people put milk in first? Where's all this coming from? What's going on in the world?
Well, I guess when they're brewing tea in a mug these days, they think, okay, I'm going to drink it from this mug, so let's put everything in there that I need. And then they throw in the sugar, and then they throw in the tea bag or an infuser full of tea leaves. And so they just think this is quicker and easier. But actually, it really should be the other way around in terms of what goodness you're going to get out and the flavour and everything that comes out of the tea before you add anything. And actually, you know, there are quite a lot of teas in the world that are much, much better drunk without milk and sugar. But that's another debate.
So, the fact that my boss puts milk in first, my dad is an advocate of a teapot. So we're going back to water first, aren't we, with a teapot?
Yes, absolutely. You'd never put milk in a teapot when you were brewing tea, would you? So it would be a very odd thing to do.
Fantastic. And to continue with the milk in or tea for all the water in first, I'm one of these people that will put a tea bag in and leave the tea bag in even after you've put the milk in and drink it with the bag in. Is that a bit weird?
Well, it's a bit weird because it must bang up against your lips. The good thing, I suppose, is that you're going on extracting more of the goodness of the tea. And, you know, tea's a very healthy drink, does us a lot of good. So we're not going to bring in the tea police. We'll let you do whatever you like.
There was a headline on my notes here when I read these notes, and I just wanted to dip into this headline. Do you get it? Dip, tea, biscuit, dip.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Okay.
Sorry, we're not purposely not laughing at your joke.
It's the biscuits that you dip, isn't it?
Yeah. The thing I wanted to touch on, though, is a quarter of us are offended when made a bad cup of tea. Can we talk about that in a bit more detail? What is that? Why would you get offended?
Well, exactly. I mean, I do think a lot of individuals, probably myself included, we know how we like tea. And when we do it ourselves, we can get it absolutely exactly like we want it. When somebody else makes a cup of tea, you might think, oh, it's not quite strong enough, or, oh, I'm not sure about this one, and there's still the tea leaves in the pot, that's going to overbrew. So I think probably we're all a little bit specialist in our own way, and we think we can do it better than anybody else.
if you had a cup of tea made for you, could you tell how somebody's made that tea, by the way?
No, not necessarily. Unless I actually saw them doing it. No, I mean, I would certainly know if they've got the brewing parameters wrong. So, for example, not enough tea or too much tea or the water too hot or the steeping time too long or too short. But again, you know, people do like tea very differently. And not just here, but around the world, people drink tea in very many different ways. So I think we just have to be tolerant. And certainly at home, you can make yourself a cup of tea exactly how you like it. Not so easy when you go out, but we all think we're specialists.
Here's an interesting one for you both, Jane and Ian. This one is probably going to make your heads fall off, by the way. I did have an ex, probably the reason why she's an ex-girlfriend now, from many, many years ago. She made me a cup of tea. It went cold. She then warmed it up in the microwave.
In the microwave! Oh, no. Horrors. actually, if you know, it's not a very expensive product. You might as well just chuck that away and start again, I think. I have heard people say they do that, but it does change the taste. It's just wrong.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah.
Not to mock our American friends and colleagues, but I have heard of Americans making tea in the microwave.
Do they do that over there, do they?
Horrifies me. Pardon?
Do they do that in America, do they?
Apparently, I've heard, I don't know if it's true or not. Maybe if any Americans are listening, they can verify that. But that sort of horrified me read that.
I think that sort of stems back to the point where America didn't actually ever have kettles.
Mm,
it's quite a new introduction for the Americans. But yes, I mean, the microwave is there. People think, oh, well, why not? Mm. But it really is better to use boiled water in a kettle.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
But, Darren, to talk about the reason we commissioned this research at Smile Train, to say a little bit about us, we're the world's biggest cleft lip and palate charity. So for anyone not listening, a cleft is where your lip, sometimes, or and the roof of your mouth don't form together as a baby in the womb. And as you can imagine, that can cause all sorts of problems with breathing, speaking, eating, and smiling. So there's a very serious message behind what we're talking about today, but we are launching our Big Smile Tea Party, which is where the tea comes in, for anyone very confused about how they'd be a link with cleft lip and palate and a tea expert. So we're asking people to come together and invite your friends and family around, or you can do it virtually on Zoom, because they're so used to doing that now, have a tea party, and we're asking people to donate the proceeds to Smile Train so that we can help people around the world who are born with cleft. Here in the UK, that happens. We have our amazing NHS, of course, but in the countries where we work, that's not an option, sadly. So without that funding, there are people who would have to live their lives with an untreated cleft and all that entails. So we can't do any of that work without fundraising. So if people go on to smiletrain.org.uk/BigSmileTeaParty, they can download all the information they'll need. We've also had some amazing celebrity support for our campaign. So people like Dame Helen Mirren, Dame Joanna Lumley, Rod Stewart have signed teapots, and we're auctioning them off. People can go online and bid for a teapot. It may not make the tea taste any better, but imagine how exciting that would be, having a teapot with Rod Stewart's name on the side of it.
Can you just do that website again for us, Ian, about where people can go
Yeah. It's smiletrain.org.uk/BigSmileTeaParty, all one word.
And are you on social media as well at Smile Train UK?
We are. It's at Smile Train UK for Instagram, Smile Train UK on Facebook, and at Smile Train UK on Twitter as well. We're on all three.
So get those tea parties organised and get involved.
Going now.
Fantastic. Jane and Ian, thank you very much. Before you go, by the way, for both of you, I don't know how you would answer this together, but could you very quickly give us a top three or top five bullet points to make the ultimate perfect with no problems brew?
Oh.
Shall I do that, Ian?
You go, Jane. Yeah, you're obviously the expert. So I could repeat your advice, but I think you go for it.
Okay, so rule number one is the water. Consider the water you're going to use to brew the tea. It needs to be filtered. Wherever you are in Britain or some parts of the world, the water from the tap has a lot of things in it which are not conducive to giving you a good tea brew. So filter the water, boil the water up to the temperature you need, and that varies according to whether you're drinking black tea, green tea, white tea, etc. Measure the tea carefully. Now, if you're using tea bags, that's easy. It's one per person. And then pour the water on and steep it for the right amount of time. What have I got? Two more left to do. when you get to the optimum brew level, you separate the tea from the water. So you've got the tea liquor, and you take away the leaves, because otherwise they'll go on brewing and you will actually get a really unpleasant tasting cup of tea. And then, you know, the last point, really, just sit down, take a few moments, drink it with this sense of well-being. And obviously, when people come together to host these tea parties that Ian's been talking about, smile, because it's going to make you very happy.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Jane and Ian, thank you very much for your time, by the way, and talking about this and the really important Smile Train UK as well with Ian. We don't advocate adding anything into the tea, by the way, just for a nightcap, do we? We don't do that at all, do we, folks? We don't?
No. I don't think so.
Thanks, folks. Thanks very much.
Oh, thank you, Darren.
Thanks so much, Darren. Lovely to have you.